USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kyle Rittenhouse is testifying in his own defense on Wednesday in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Rittenhouse is the 18-year-old accused of opening fire on looters and rioters in Kenosha, Wisconsin during the riots over a police shooting in 2020, killing two men. Rittenhouse saying he went to Kenosha to protect businesses from rioters and looters and was only defending himself. After nearly 2 weeks of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine being authorized for use in kids aged 5 through 11, the White House on Wednesday is giving an update. Jeff Zients, the COVID-19 response coordinator, sharing some encouraging news.
By the end of the day today, we estimate that over 900,000 kids ages 5 through 11 will have already gotten their first shot.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
A state attorney general is speaking out against the Biden administration's vaccine mandate.
It's going to push many people out of work.
That's Indiana State Attorney General Todd Rokita discussing the White House mandate that workers at companies of 100 employees or more be vaccinated by the 4th of January or agree to testing weekly or lose their jobs. For now, the mandate is on hold by order of a federal court as lawsuits from states like Indiana play themselves out.
It's not going to win any hearts and minds here in the Hoosier State, so we got to fight against this.
Rokita, who spoke on Fox News Prime Time, is attorney general for one of over two dozen states that are now fighting the mandate. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Biden in Baltimore on Wednesday promoting his $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley believes liberals are attacking traditional male values and driving American men to idleness, pornography, and video games. Recently, at a national conservatism conference in Orlando, Florida, he renounced the lie that America is a systematically oppressive nation and that men are systematically responsible. The senator's comments drawing some backlash from folks on the left, to which he says,
men are in crisis. Listen, we've got at least 16 million men in this country who are out of the labor force. They're not just unemployed. They're not even trying to work. And I'm talking about able-bodied men, prime-age men. We have an epidemic of fatherlessness in this country. And what's the left saying? The left saying that America is a systemically oppressive place and that men are to blame and that masculinity is to blame. You know, if you want to be a man, if you are assertive, if you're independent, if you display those characteristics that psychologists have associated with men for decades, then you're contributing to the oppressive place that is America. That just isn't true, and it's time that we call that out, and it's time that we say to young men in particular, we need you. We need you to be responsible, we need you to get a job, and you can make this country a better place by being who you were meant to be, and we should call men to that.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Xfinity says a network issue is to blame for knocking out internet service to millions of customers in several states across the country on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.